Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Manila, announcing to you a new series we're going to have on our YouTube channel, and it's Reasons Why We Are Not a Cult, okay? Reasons Why We Are Not a Cult. And so one thing that you've seen if you've been, you know, a Christian or serving the Lord for any amount of time is once you decide to start reading the Bible and going soul winning, they accuse you of being part of a cult. Now, you know, this is obviously a big insult that people have, and they're trying to put you down and make you feel bad. But, you know, you have to ask yourself a couple questions just to begin with. You know, the word cult is not found in our Bible. So when you look at the word cult, you have to ask yourself, is it even a bad thing to be a part of a cult? Now, I would say it is a bad thing to be a part of a cult, but a lot of the accusations that they give you are not really true. They're misleading. If we were to look at the very famous cults that are out there, we were to look at Jim Jones and the Jonestown cult that went to Guyana and Charles Manson and people like that, you know, we look at them and say, this is what a cult is. And then we can kind of understand. But then people will look at you if you're an independent fundamental Baptist and say, well, you're a part of a cult too because you're, you know, really extreme and you're a small number of people, et cetera, et cetera. But what makes Jim Jones and Jonestown a cult and what makes Charles Manson a cult is not because of the fact that there's few in number. It's not because of the fact that they have beliefs that are different than most people. It's because of the tactics and strategies that they use and the way they manipulate people and, you know, are deceptive to people and hide information from people and control people. And so what we're going to find out in this short series is that, you know, we at Verity Baptist Church Manila and like-minded churches, we're not part of a cult. We don't fit the description of a cult because we don't try to do those things. We don't try to manipulate people. We don't try to hide information like the Jonestown cult does. But what you're also going to find is there are some major religions that have tons of people that would actually fit very well with what a cult actually is. And so, you know, anyways, I just wanted to announce this series to you. I hope you'll enjoy it. And obviously, if you're out there and you're a soul winner, you've had that accusation thrown at you that you are in a cult. Well, what you're going to find out is that a lot of these people throwing these accusations at you, they're actually part of what is pretty much like a cult. Whether or not there's millions of people in that cult or whether or not it's a small number of people, they are actually following the same strategies and being manipulated just like they were in Jonestown and other areas. Thank you, and God bless.